Well, hello sports fans, Homeward here. It's 5 p.m. exactly, actually, on Saturday the 25th of October, 2014. Sarah and I are coming toward the end of our walk. We've got about 2 kilometres to go. So we've been up Helvellyn today. We've bagged 3 or 4 peaks. 4 peaks in total. And then, because we knew that this footpath that we're actually currently on is closed because they're logging, not presently of course. This is going to be a bit muddy. We decided that we'll just make it out to kind of Helvellyn a bit beyond and then back the way we came. But the weather on the top closed in. And I made the command decision that we need to get off the hill now, which was actually probably a good choice, to be honest. Knowing, of course, that coming off the hill where we did would bring us down onto this footpath going through the wood, which is closed. So we came to the junction in footpaths, the crossroads in the footpaths, left and right. Or if we went straight on further down, it would take us into a car park and onto the A591, which is dangerous. There's no way to walk on it. And left and right was this footpath, which was closed, and they had loads of signs up saying it's closed. Closed for logging. So we duly crossed straight over with the intention of walking on the A591. And after about 5 metres, a couple walking their dog came the other way and said, you can't walk on it, it's too dangerous. Especially with a dog. And they've got a dog as well. So we turned around, took a left, as it were, onto the path that we're on now. Of course, they're not logging now. They probably finished at 12 today, being a Saturday. There's nobody logging. So we're taking this nice... it's very nearly metalled in places. This nice track to the other car park. My Rab waterproof jacket with Event fabric. It's clearly not waterproof. I was soaked. It used to be. It used to be when I first got it. But now it's like a sponge. And I got a hint of this on the last day of our Hadrian's Wall trek. Dean and I were hit with a really heavy drizzle. And the thing is, I have re-waterproofed it with Nickwax. Gone through the mill with the special wash that you use. But I noticed when I was researching the jacket that a lot of people were complaining that it did not last. Its waterproofing didn't last that long. And it is quite a thin shell jacket. It's a shell style jacket. It's a technical jacket, but invariably it's no longer waterproof. So I might actually write to Rab, email them, and see what they need, see what they've got to say about it. I got it in April 2012. Got it for going up Snowdon. But I have made a decision, I was saying to Sarah the other day, last weekend actually, that I'm going back to Gore-Tex fabric. It's heavier, I know. Everybody claims it's the most least breathable waterproof out of the technical range of, you know, Gore-Tex, Event AQ2, high vented. They claim it's the least breathable, but to be honest, it's the most waterproof. Yeah, the gap, we were in Blacks in Salisbury the other day, and I've been in that shop loads. The guy kind of recognised me, and anything I help you with, he asks. Yeah, I'm looking for a jacket, Gore-Tex. Gore-Tex specifically? Yep. Well, I've got these. There's four. Two of them were by Mountain Equipment. Two by Berghaus.
And one North Face.
Oh, and a North Face as well. I dismissed the North Face one, and I dismissed one of the Berghaus ones because of the style. I said that I wanted a technical jacket. So he said, okay, these two by Mountain Equipment. Now, anybody who knows Blacks will know that they've never featured Mountain Equipment equipment before. See, I'm out of breath because I've now got a chill. I've suffered a chill on that mountain top. So I was taken aback. They're very, very expensive Gore-Tex jackets, but they're really high end. And he gave us a lowdown. So I'm interested. They're very expensive. Very expensive. Powering up this gradient now. Yeah, so about 10 minutes ago there, or 20 minutes ago, I stopped because I was soaking wet. I only had a Helly Hansen Lifer top underneath my jacket. My body temperature was all over the place. Wet kit off. Long sleeve wicking top on, plus a long sleeve fleece. Oh, I feel so warm. Just shows you what. I'm so out of breath. Can't breathe. I feel as though tomorrow I'll be suffering seriously with a cold. But it just shows you what your mind and your body do in a situation like this. However, one thing I haven't alluded to is the fact that the weather on the top was terrible. Yeah, it was. Winds were ridiculous. Rain at the end. It was enjoyable, don't get me wrong. But if we turned around and come back the same way, gone back the same way that we come already, would have suffered, I think. Would have still been up there now. So we came off the hill and the weather's just started raining. Brilliant. Oh. Anyway, there we go. I'm out of breath. Lungs the size of Satsuma's currently. I can feel it coming on, Sarah. And that's what happens when you don't wear a waterproof. Yeah. See your audio boom. Ciao for now.
All one word.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.